It's Tuesday, February 5th, AD 2019. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by Kevin Swanson and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Unfortunately, there are still 14 members of the Chinese Covenant Early Rain Church in prison. In addition, one member of the church, Pan Fei, was fired from his job at Yanghui Superstore for refusing to stop attending the church. On the quote-unquote resignation form he was forced to sign, he wrote, quote, "For believing in Jesus Christ, the only Son of God and Savior of mankind, my employment with Yanghui Superstore has been terminated," end quote. Meanwhile, as persecution heats up against Christians in China, the Communist Chinese news agency, Global Times, reports that the Roman Catholic Pope is encouraging Chinese bishops to, quote, "show respect and loyalty to the civil authorities," end quote. Last September, the Vatican reached a deal with the communist government in which the Pope agreed to recognize the legitimacy of 7 bishops appointed by the Chinese communists. Revelation 14:9-10 reminds us that if any man worships the beast and his image, the same shall drink of the wine of the wrath of God, which is poured out without mixture into the cup of his indignation. Venezuela used to be the richest economy in South America back in 1998 and the 4th richest nation in the world. That was the case before the socialist Marxist Hugo Chavez took over. Today, Venezuela is one of the poorest nations in South America, poorer than Chile, Argentina, and Brazil by GDP per capita. 3 million people have fled the country in the last few years, and last year's inflation rate topped 1,000,000%, following in the path of another Marxist country, Zimbabwe, Africa. Chavez's appointed dictator successor, Nicolas Maduro, took over the country in 2013. Maduro was trained under communists in Cuba in the 1980s. On January 23rd, Juan Guaido, leader of the National Assembly of all elected representatives, declared himself as interim president of the country. He has received recognition from the United States, most of South America, Australia, and most European nations. Meanwhile, Russia, several Islamic nations, South Africa, and Communist China have put their support behind the Venezuelan dictator, Nicolas Maduro. The U.S. Supreme Court has an opportunity to reverse their previous 2016 decision, which struck down a 2013 pro-life Texas law, which required that all abortion mills had to operate as certified ambulatory surgical centers, which would be regulated under the same standards as hospitals. The 2013 pro-life Texas law had cut the number of abortion providers in half, to roughly 20. Fewer than 10 would have remained open if the law was allowed to take full effect. Opponents of a similar law in Louisiana have petitioned the Supreme Court to block the implementation of Act 620, which requires all abortion providers to have hospital admitting privileges. Pro-lifers are eagerly watching the Supreme Court handling of pro-life and states' rights when it comes to restrictions on abortion. Shirley Molin, president of Houghton College and board member of the Council for Christian Colleges and Universities, says that the council's advocacy of the compromise with homosexuality, called Fairness for All, is a risk. Molin underscored her support for what she called, quote, "those fundamental personal choices," end quote, made by homosexuals, as reported in the Christian Post. She also said that, quote, "God allows people to make these choices concerning homosexual behavior if they are going to obey him or if they're not going to obey him," end quote. Basically, the compromise will persecute Christian landlords, Christian employers, Christian-owned bakeries, or any organization deemed a public accommodation that will not support homosexuals and their homosexual celebrations. The San Francisco Chronicle reports that the Bay City has more injection drug users than high school students by a ratio of 24,500 to 16,000. The city handed out a record 5.8 million free syringes in 2018 to accommodate the drug addictions. San Francisco has the lowest percentage of children of any major city in the country at 13%. That's a birth rate of about 1.0. Deuteronomy 28:15-29 says, "But if you will not obey the voice of the Lord your God, or be careful to do all his commandments and his statutes that I command you today, then all these curses shall be upon you and overtake you. Cursed shall you be in the city, and cursed shall you be in the field. Cursed shall be the fruit of your womb. The Lord will send on you curses, confusion, and frustration in all that you undertake to do, until you are destroyed and perish quickly on account of the evil of your deeds, because you have forsaken me." And finally, pro football running back Sony Michel scored the winning touchdown, the only touchdown in Super Bowl 53, clinching the win for the New England Patriots. Michel scored 5 key touchdowns in the playoffs as well, bringing the Patriots into the winning position this year. Listen to Michel share his testimony of faith in Jesus Christ with Jason Romano in a Sports Spectrum interview.
Well, Sony, I want to ask you about your faith in Christ, your faith. I talked to Jack Easterby this week, and he mentioned about you being a part of the Bible studies and being in chapel. Tell me about your faith and why that's so important to you.
Because, you know, without Jesus Christ, without Lord, our Lord and Savior, there is none of this. You know, we get all this glory, but the glory really is not for us. It's for him. We do this for him.
And that's The World View in 5 minutes. On this Tuesday, February 5th, in the year of our Lord, 2019, subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.